Grace to you and peace in the name of God, our Creator, and Christ, our Redeemer. Friends, Merry Christmas. It is so nice to be with you this morning. To be honest, this is one of my favorite services of the year. It is a different kind of a service, a very simple kind of a service that is of carols and poetry. And my prayer is that it might help after the chaos and the chaotic season give all of us a little moment of peace to remember why it is that we have gathered. And while we recognize that we are not just the people who are here in our pews, that we have many, many people who are watching right now on the live stream, we just want to say Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you for making this season so meaningful and so gracious and grace-filled. And we ask that in this moment we might center our hearts and minds for the worship of God. As Kathy leads us in our call to worship, I invite you to stand as you are able.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light shined. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. For Christ is born in Bethlehem. Come, let us adore him.
Please be seated. Remembering that it happened once, we cannot turn away the thought as we go out cold to our barns toward the long night's end that we ourselves are living in the world it happened when it first happened. That we ourselves, opening a stall, a latch thrown open countless times before, might find them breathing there, foreknown. The child bedded in straw, the mother kneeling over him, the husband standing in belief he scarcely can believe,
in light that lights them from no source we see, an April morning's light, the air around them joyful as a choir. We stand with one hand on the door, looking into another world that is this world, the pale daylight coming just as before, our chores to do, the cattle all awake, our own frozen breath hanging in front of us. And we are here as we have never been before, sighted as not before, our place holy, although we knew it not.
You are holy, you who wished to be born in the midst of our sins, the better to pardon us. We beg you, Lord, have mercy. You are strong, you who wished to be born weak as a child in order to give us strength. We beg you, Christ, have mercy. You are immortal. You who have to put on a body to die in order to give us immortality. We beg you, Lord, have mercy. Holy God, strong God, immortal God, give the peace of heaven to our earth and open the door of your mercy to the beggars of your love.
Thank you.
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted the people. God has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
Shall I tell you who will come to Bethlehem on Christmas morn? Who will kneel them gently down before the Lord newborn? One small fish from the river, with scales of red, red gold. One wild bee from the heather. One gray lamb from the fold. One ox from the high pasture. One black bull from the herd, one goatling from the far hills, one white, white bird. And many children, God give them grace, bringing tall candles to light Mary's face. Shall I tell you who will come to Bethlehem on Christmas morn? Who will kneel them gently down before the Lord newborn?
Christmas returns, as it always does, with its assurance that life is good. It is the time of life to the spirit, when the mind feels its way into the commonplace and senses the wonder of simple things. An evergreen tree, familiar carols, merry laughter. It is the time of illumination, when candles burn and old dreams find their youth again. It is the time of pause, when forgotten joys come back to mind. and when past dedications renew their claim. It is the time of harvest for the heart, when faith reaches out to mantle all high endeavor, and love whispers its magic word to everything that breathes. Christmas returns, as it always does, with its assurance that life is good.
Thunder rumbles in the mountain passes, and lightning rattles the eaves of our houses. Floodwaters await us in our avenues. Snow falls upon snow, falls upon snow, to avalanche over unprotected villages. The sky slips low and gray and threatening. We question ourselves. What have we done to so affront nature? We worry, God. Are you there? Are you there, really? Does the covenant you made with us still hold? Into this climate of fear and apprehension, Christmas enters. Streaming lights of joy, ringing bells of hope, and singing carols of forgiveness high up in the bright air. The world is encouraged to come away from rancor, come the way of friendship. It is the glad season. Thunder ebbs to silence and lightning sleeps quietly in the corner. Floodwaters recede into memory. Snow becomes a yielding cushion to aid us as we make our way to higher ground. Hope is born again in the faces of children. It rides on the shoulders of our aged as they walk into their sunsets. Hope spreads around the earth, brightening all things, even hate, which crouches breeding in dark corridors. In our joy, we think we hear a whisper. At first it is too soft, then only half heard. We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. It is loud now. It is louder, louder than the explosion of bombs. We tremble at the sound. We are thrilled by its presence. It is what we have hungered for, not just the absence of war, but true peace, a harmony of spirit, a comfort of courtesies, security for our beloveds and their beloveds. We clap hands and welcome the peace of Christmas. We beckon this good season to wait a while with us. We Baptist and Buddhist, Methodist and Muslim say, come, peace. Come and fill us and our world with your majesty. We, the Jew and the Janus, the Catholic and the Confucian, implore you to stay a while with us so we may learn by your shimmering light how to look beyond complexion and see community. It is Christmas time, a halting of hate time. On this platform of peace, we can create a language to translate ourselves to ourselves and to each other. At this holy instant. We celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Into the great religions of the world, we jubilate the precious advent of trust. We shout with glorious tongues the coming of hope. All the earth's tribes loosen their voices to celebrate the promise of peace. We, angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud. Peace. We look at our world and speak the word aloud. Peace. We look at each other, then into ourselves, and we say without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brother. Peace, my sister. Peace, my soul.
Seated. Let us pray. Gracious, loving God, we open our hearts to you. Hear our prayers. We come to you broken and ask to be made whole. We come to you heavy laden and ask you to take our burdens. We come to you weary and worn out and ask you to revive our spirits. Reach into our souls, O God, and reform us. Reawaken us. Refresh us. Open our eyes to the lights that illuminate new ways for us to live. Open our ears to your heavenly music and to your holy word. On this day, we pray for all of those around the world who are in pain. We pray for all who are in trouble. We pray for all who are heartbroken and confused. spread a blanket of your holy healing balm over each person who suffers this day, and comfort every heart with your peace. Keep Christmas alive within us so that we know, so that we share, so that we shine the light of Christ. Work within our minds to find new and creative ways to spread the joy of the birth of love and light. Strengthen us for the tasks ahead. Enliven us with the joy of spontaneous laughter. Remind us of the ways we are connected to each other through love, your eternal love, which is stronger than fear and stronger than death. Be in our every breath, our every word, and our every thought, so that our words become your words. Our hearts are your heart, and our breath is your breath. Amen.
We recognize this morning that there are many who are gathered with us in this time. While I can't get a full view of where we are in this moment, we recognize that there are people watching in 21 states at this time, and so we say hello to those watching from New York, from Ohio, from Michigan, from Florida, from North Carolina, from Virginia, from Massachusetts, Delaware, Wyoming, Alabama, Colorado, Minnesota, Arizona, Oklahoma, Texas, Maryland, Idaho, Pennsylvania, Maine, New Jersey, and I'm just going to say hi to my parents just in case. We will not be passing offering plates this morning and in this time so as to avoid the unnecessary spreading of germs, but we could use your help if you are able to give to help support the mission and ministry of this church. I invite you to do so, those who are gathered here in this place, by placing your offering in one of the offering plates you'll see on the way out of the sanctuary this morning. Or if you're at home, you can see the various ways to give on the screen, whether it's by texting or whether it's by going to our website, asburyfirst.com/give, or by going to our Venmo account at Asbury First Giving. We would love for all of the support, and we are grateful. We are grateful for all of the support, and we are grateful for you for the ways that you continue to give of your time, talent, and treasure to Asbury First. We now turn to our Director of Music Ministries, the Dr. Carl Johengen, who will lead us in our offertory anthem.
Consider well.
All day long, a little burrow labors, sometimes with a heavy load on her back, and sometimes with worries about things that bother only burrows. And worries, as we know, can be more exhausting than physical labor. Once in a while, a kind monk comes to her stable, and he brings her a pair. But more than that, he looks into the burrow's eyes and he touches her ears. And for a few seconds, that burrow is free and even seems to laugh, because love does that. Love freeze.
In Bethlehem on a Christmas night, all around the child shone a holy light. All around his head was a halo bright. On a Christmas night. We have no room, the innkeeper called, so the glory fell where the cows were stalled. But among the guests were three kings who called on a Christmas night. How can it be such a light shines here in this humble stable once cold and drear? Oh, the child has come to bring good cheer on a Christmas night. And what is the name of this little one? His name is Jesus. He is God's own son. Be happy, happy, everyone, on a Christmas night.
Climbing down through the stars to the stars on earth, the divine face meshing with the human, heaven touching earth. We call it incarnation. You came as a star, led by a star, through the stars. To the stars. It was Mary who first wrapped you in our human flesh, her womb, the first altar consecrated from all eternity to be your first earthly home. How holy is this earth! Your glory streamed through our lives like stars the day you leaned from heaven. You came to help us see our glory. We never knew we were stars until you came. O God, we welcome you. We lovingly share our frail human flesh and our starry planet with you. We wrap you in our flesh. We embrace you with joy as you reach out your hands and your heart to become one of us. Following the star, we lean into your glory. In your light, we see the light. We never knew we were stars until you came.
When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to feed the hungry, to heal the broken, to release the captive, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among neighbors, to make music in the heart. Friends, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.